Well, it's the premise of a popular MTV show, and now it's becoming a pretty common term. It's called catfishing. When someone creates a profile online and then strikes up a phony relationship with an unsuspecting victim. We've heard about it through Notre Dame football star Monte Teo, who claims it happened to him after it was revealed that the story of his girlfriend who died last fall was all a hoax. He told Katie Couric the feelings he had for what turned out to be the fake girlfriend were real, and he reiterated he had nothing to do with that hoax.
Joining us live now to talk more about catfishing, Dr. Drew Pinsky is back on WTOP. Dr. Drew, good to have you with us.
It is a pleasure to be there.
We want to know, how widespread is this? Is this happening more often?
Sure is, and I don't think anyone has specific numbers about it, but young people are not surprised by these sorts of stories, and I think any of us who are listening might think back to a time when we ourselves used technology to prankster and hoax, and humans have used technology for this function every time we come up with a better technology. I challenge each of you to tell me that you didn't take a telephone when you were a youngster and make prank phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the technology is so much more vivid. The pranks themselves have become more impactful and more vivid, more elaborate. And because the internet is such a sort of place for fantasy and dissociation, the young people are more likely to fall victim to these things. And we're seeing a lot of it. Now, what I'm having trouble getting my head around, and I can't answer this question, is those that do the pranks, what motivates them to continue and maintain? That takes a lot of energy and concentration. And what they will tell you when you ask them is it's entertainment for them in some way. And I'm very, very concerned about that in a world where young people entertain themselves by really harming other people. And if you've ever spent any time on Twitter, you will see that Twitter, in fact, is another environment where people act out on other people without giving any consideration to the impact their behavior will have.
Yeah, it's so much more mean-spirited than the quintessential phony phone call that was made so many years ago. But yet, there are also people who are susceptible to this practice. Or is there a certain group of people that are more likely to be victimized?
Well, of course. I mean, both the practitioners and those that are victimized are people that tend to be socially isolated, who imbue their relationships with lots of fantasy, who really sort of, they sort of fit into the model of something we call love addiction. The pranksters themselves tend to be people who are also lonely, socially isolated, socially awkward, and are looking for some identity and some way to create social contact. By the way, none of those criteria are met in the Manti Te'o situation, which makes that thus so much more confusing. And I challenge your listeners to go and listen to the tapes that are available online of this supposedly man masquerading as a woman, and I still am not sure that's actually what's happening there. It's emotional. It is compelling. Mm. It's easy to see how someone gets sucked in. What's not easy to understand is why someone doesn't go meet that person. Again, very suspicious. And number two, what motivates the guy to do this day in and day out at the expense of another human?
How do you protect yourself? Any advice for people?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're mostly talking about young people here, but the bottom line is, first of all, assume nothing online is accurate until you have some way of verifying it. And when it comes to a relationship, it's a matter of going out and meeting that person. And this is something that's been advocated for long periods of time in sort of the sphere of online dating. Don't imbue that relationship with too much fantasy, because that's not a relationship. That is a fantasy until you find out who that person is in the flesh. After all, this is the thing that psychologists think a lot about, which is relationships are about two human bodies in proximity. It's really a relationship between our biologies, not just our words and our fantasies.
Dr. Drew, great advice. We appreciate you coming back to be with us.
Anytime.
All right. Dr. Drew Pinsky here on WTOP.